Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hi everyone, Chris Wilcock here for the Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 20. This episode is called The New Year and Resolutions. Many people are very familiar with resolutions, the topic around resolutions. I hope everyone had a great holiday season and a happy new year. I know that we're all glad to see 2020 disappear into the rearview mirror. Here's looking at 2021 and a much better year. It's been 3-4 weeks since I did a podcast. I wanted to create a little bit of space, refresh, regroup personally, but here I am, and I want to jump right back in and start talking about some of the amazing topics that we can talk about this year about manifesting and creating the world the way you want the world to be for you. In this episode, I want to talk about what most of us call a New Year's resolution. It's a very common thing at this time of the year for a lot of people to come up with New Year's resolutions. If we take a look at what a New Year's resolution is, we quickly see that it's basically an intention statement for something we desire, something we want to acquire, or change. The New Year's resolution could be something as simple as weight loss, stop smoking, a desire to learn something new, build a simple budget, or it could be more life-changing, such as a statement to start a new relationship, get a great new job, earn a lot more money, or get a new car. It can be any desire that you may have. You may want, you know, to change your world completely, and you may not think of that as a New Year's resolution. You might think of New Year's resolutions as much smaller, simpler things, but in essence, what they really are is intention statements. Intention statements aren't really any different than a New Year's resolution if you think about it. But to me, I think a lot of people create resolutions, New Year's resolutions in particular, without some of the critical components that we need to have them be successful, okay? We tend to say New Year's resolutions off the cuff. Oh, this year I'm gonna quit smoking. I'm gonna drink less. Oh, I'm going to consume less fatty foods. I'm gonna go to the gym more often. They're in a lot of cases, they are very basic statements. They are not well thought out. They're not detailed. They don't have a lot of emotion tied to them, like I like to think of as with intention statements, okay? So intention statements are, you know, really in-depth, thought out, detailed approaches to what we want. But again, they can be the same as a New Year's resolution. So to me, they can be one and the same. The only difference is we don't tend to put a lot of thought into a New Year's resolution. So Here I wanted to look at intention statements again, but I wanted to look at them from the perspective of a New Year's resolution. It tends to be this time of year that most of us come up with some form of resolution, something we're going to change, something we want to see different this year. It seems to be an opportunity to have a fresh start. So a lot of us with intention statements or New Year's resolutions target something we want to get, have, change, or see coming to our lives. Okay? Intention statements, I've talked a lot about them a couple of episodes ago, affirmations and intentions, and I taught you how to build really detailed intention statements. Okay? A lot of people at this time of the year, they come up with these statements like, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to stop smoking, or I'm going to earn more money. Most of the time, like I said, New Year's resolutions or resolutions seem to be made without a strong commitment. They seem to be made without detail or information that's lacking. Okay? When we think of an intention statement, we think of them being more rounded, having more detail, being built from the ground up. But you can certainly do that with a New Year's resolution. So intention statements and resolutions are in fact one and the same. But what I want to do here is, if you came away from the new year saying, I'm going to change this, I'm going to get this, this is what's going to happen to me this year, or anything along those lines, I want you to think of them as intention statements. So when I taught you how to make an intention statement, I indicated that the intention statement needs to be clear. Okay? First and foremost, it has to have a lot of clarity. It has to be exactly what you want. Okay? It has to be concise, and it needs to be built with a lot of detail. And by that, what I mean is you need to paint a very clear picture of what it is that you want to bring into your life. And build it in such a way with so much detail and vibrancy that it really speaks to you. When you read that statement, I want it to go, wow, of course I want that, absolutely. Whereas if you just said, this year I'm gonna lose weight, okay? That's not really strong, that has no detail. Sure, it has a, you know, I wanna lose weight. It has a meaning, but it really doesn't tell you what it is that you want. You know, it doesn't have enough information to build a picture or formulate a plan in your mind, okay? So I want you to really think about what it is that you want as an intention statement for this year. What is that one thing that you've gone into this new year saying, I'm gonna make that happen, okay? Write it down. Write down very basically what you want. Then start to give it some detail. Flesh it out, okay? Once you have that detail written in your intention statement, then I need you to feel a lot of emotion around that statement, okay? So when you build intention statements, or in this case, it can be a New Year's resolution, I suggest that you build it with a great deal of emotion and detail. So let me give you an example here. Let's say for simplicity here, you want to lose 25 pounds. If you just made a statement that said, this year I'm going to lose 25 pounds. If you didn't have some detail and some emotion around that statement, chances are in a month or two, maybe less, that resolution would just fade away. This is typically what happens to a lot of people when creating resolutions. You know, I talked to some people around Christmas, New Year this year who said, are you going to make a resolution? And the discussion was that most people see resolutions as something that they do or make and they don't come true. And I will tell you that they don't come true because they haven't built them with enough detail and emotion, okay? So whether we call it a resolution or we call it an intention statement, in order to make it come into reality, we must create those statements with so much detail and emotion, okay? The detail doesn't have to be extraordinary. You don't have to get carried away, but what you need is you need enough detail to really illustrate in your mind what it is you want to see come into your life. More important than the detail is when you read it, when you think about your intention statement, it has to give you a lot of emotion. It has to make you feel something about that. It has to make you feel it's real. Also, remember that it is critically important. It is critically important to build your statements in such a way that they've already happened. I've said this before, but if you create an intention statement that is looking into the future, it's very difficult to get there. You need to build your statements as if they have already happened. That is so important. So instead of just making a statement that says, I'm going to lose 25 pounds this year. If you create a statement that said something such as, and this is my quotes, okay? I'm in the best shape of my life. I go to the gym every day. I ride my bike to work. I pay a great deal of attention to eating only healthy foods. I have lost 25 pounds and I feel phenomenal. If you wrote that out as your intention statement and that invoked a lot of emotion in you as you read it and you felt so positive and so strong about that and you saw it as being something that had already happened to you and you felt it in every core of your being, then you can easily make that happen. Okay? You probably noticed that when you read that paragraph, that emotion just came right out of you. As you read it, you just felt that emotion flood out of you. That's what you need. It is important for that statement to make you feel a sense of worth, make you feel happy, and feel determined in the same way that you would feel if it were in fact true. Think about how you would feel in 3 months if you really lost that 25 pounds. Let's say that is your intention statement to lose that 25 pounds and you use the intention statement that I just created. If in 3 months' time you were seriously 25 pounds less, you lost that weight, how excited would you feel? How happy would you be? How proud would you be? Use that thinking about how you would feel to invoke that emotion now. Bring that emotion now as you read the statement prior to losing the 25 pounds. Make it so you feel like you've lost it, okay? This is the way you must feel when you read the intention statement. You have to read it that you know that it is going to happen. You have to treat it and judge it as if it has happened. This is so critical. You must feel the emotion. And you must feel it as if you are as already taken place. I've said this before. Doing something along these lines is not looking at the world with rose-colored glasses. This is the way our minds work. If we treat it as it happened, the act of treating it like it happens makes it happen. Our brains are wired in such a way that if they feel that we've done it, then they can do it again. We aren't challenging ourselves. We're not trying to make something happen that isn't possible. We get that firm belief in our brains that we can do it because we've done it. So it becomes very simplistic to do it, okay? If this year you've decided to make a New Year's resolution, try using this method instead of the very simplistic method that most people use, which is just to simply make a statement, right? They just boldly make a statement. I'm gonna lose weight. I'm gonna stop drinking so much alcohol. I'm gonna save some money. They don't do it in such a way that they believe it, and they don't put as much detail around how they're gonna do it. These things will happen. The universe will work with you if you put it out there in a positive way with a lot of detail, and you clearly believe that you can do it, and you clearly believe that you have done it. If you do that and you give it a lot of detail and you treat it like it's already happened and use a lot of emotion, then it will happen. If it doesn't make you feel emotional when you read your intention statement, if it doesn't make you feel happy or connected to that statement, then change it so it does. You have to write what makes you feel. The feelings will create that high energy vibration that will go out into the universe, into the world, to draw it to you. This is not bullshit. This is the way it works. But if you half-assed about it and you're just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna lose weight this year. No detail, no emotion, no positive vibration around it, then it's not gonna happen, okay? Let's just call it what it is. It's not gonna happen. But if you do it the way I'm suggesting, It's the same way the universe works. It's the law of attraction. It's everything I talked about in the gifts of the universe. You draw it to you by creating that higher vibration, okay? It doesn't matter whether you're creating an intention statement or resolution to, you know, to quit smoking, change your eating habits, or whether it's something much larger like earning $150,000 in a new job or meeting your soulmate. The only difference is between the smaller things like changing your eating habits and the bigger things like meeting your soulmate, the only difference really boils down to your belief system. If your belief system believes you can do it, then you can do it. It's actually obtainable, but you have to believe it and you have to believe in yourself. Now, if after you've gone through this exercise, you don't feel like your belief system is okay with you achieving this, then I want you to go back to some of my earlier podcasts around beliefs. Take another listen. I've talked about how to change your beliefs. I've taught you some techniques to change your beliefs. Go back and re-listen to those episodes. All I want to do in this episode is to show you that those simple New Year's resolutions that we make are no different than an intention statement, which I've talked about in previous episodes, with the exception that resolutions for a lot of people are very weak, poorly written intention statements with no detail, no commitment, and no emotion. They are written in a future tense. They are not written as if they've happened. Okay, you must write them in the present tense as if they've already happened. That's mandatory. Okay, that is absolutely mandatory. All right, guys, that's it for today. I just wanted to get back to podcasts. This is a really important topic since, you know, most of us have grown up throughout the years using New Year's resolutions. And I wanted to show you that a New Year's resolution can in fact be useful and workable and attainable if structured properly. Also, you can use the simple New Year's resolution written in such a way to prove to yourself that once an intention statement is structured correctly, you can make it come true. So take those little things that you've, you know, thrown out there as your New Year's resolutions, build them into strong, very, very concrete, detailed, emotional intention statements, and they will work and they will come true. All right, guys, thanks for listening. This has been episode 20 of The Gifts of the Universe. I will get back to a weekly schedule now. We'll start to really make 2021 so much different, so much better. We'll make this year where a year where your dreams will come true. I'll teach you and really get you to learn how to use the gifts of the universe to manifest the life you want exactly as you want. Thanks, guys, for joining me here. As always, subscribe to my podcast. Please check out my book on Amazon. And until next week, thanks, everybody. Bye for now.